control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. We kick off the second hour of the program here, freetalklive.com, going right back into your phone calls. That is the point of the show. You can call in about anything. So let's start things with Ed in California on the amp lines. Hello, Ed.
Libertatious New Year, gentlemen.
Howdy, Ed. What's on your mind tonight?
Over the weekend, I was listening to one of the shows from last week where you had a story about the blogger who got his laptop confiscated for a while by the TSA.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and one thing that perked my ears up was when he mentioned that he saw some kind of blinking light coming out of one of the ports. And my first thought was, if I had my laptop taken by any government agency and they handed it back to me, I wouldn't trust it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard of any lights blinking out of an audio port. That's very strange. But why would they put some sort of device in there that had a blinking light on it? And that doesn't really make sense either.
It wasn't so much the blinking light, but just the thought that they changed something. That blinking light was coming from somewhere. And I know you had a call later in the that show that mentioned using TrueCrypt on there. And one of the problems with TrueCrypt is anytime the laptop is out of your control, you don't know if someone stuck a keylogger on there. So when you go in next time and put in your password, that little hardware device is going to be reading your keys.
Yeah. Yep, that makes sense. And a keylogger is something that essentially will track every key input on your keyboard. So it's a nasty little program.
Well, and as a matter of fact, the FBI was using hardware keyloggers on computers owned by organized crime back in the 90s, and that's how they were getting into their machines, because they were using heavy encryption then, but with that little device that they put on there, they don't even need to put any software on there.
Thanks for sharing that, Ed. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Absolutely. Ian, you were right about when the new decade starts, and I can tell you why.
Oh, my God. You're the first person to back Ian up on this.
My girlfriend and I were talking about this, and I'll be interested. We could go for it.
I've got to hear how what kind of gesticulations you must go through in order to make Ian right on this.
Well, here's the first question. Why don't we have a month zero?
Why do we have any zero? Go ahead.
Well, we don't have a month zero because, we have 12 things there, and we don't have a day of the week zero because we have 7 things there. But the problem is years, it doesn't quite mean the same thing. It's not really a label on the year. It's a number of years since something happened.
It's a count.
And it's a count, as opposed to a count of number of things. It's more of a distance, time since something happened. And when you look back at when the Gregorian calendar was made, the guy who was making it was trying to determine the pattern of the appearance of Easter, what day of the year it would come on every year. And his pattern actually started before the year before the one he labeled as one, because that was the year Christ was born in this flawed reckoning. So the sequence of when the days came actually started with the year before 1 AD. Which basically would be year zero.
So one
in your face.
Wait a second. So, you're making up some Gregorian monk out there somewhere.
He's not making it up. He's telling you history.
So, look, zero begins when Christ with Christ. One is after Christ.
Because that's one year.
It's 1 year after Christ.
So if this this genius that came up with this calendar, why didn't he start the calendar at Easter then? And why did he start it in...
Hey, man, you're mocking the dead, okay?
So he who knows when they actually decided to start this, and that was like the Roman calendar started on January 1st, and they wanted to keep that all in sequence and everything.
Right, so but you're talking about this fictitious year zero, which is also labeled as 1 BC. So then is that 1 BC that's then counted at that point, it not exist in a decade? Because if you had to remove that 1 and then make it a zero, then there would be 2 through 10 BC prior to that. What is that, a nine-cade?
No, because this 1 BC is the same as zero AD, basically. So they
got wait, Slippery. I'm talking about BC, not AD. You're calling one BC zero ADs. If that's so, I guess it can be both. But then is two BC then the first year of BC, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the ninecade that preceded the decade of one of 0 through 9 AD that you're saying that Ian's right on.
Oh, who knows about BC? I'm just talking about AD.
I'm sorry, dude. If you do not integrate the negative numbers with the positive numbers, you do not have a cohesive counting system.
Because they're basically two different counting systems
that
happen to overlap on one year in the middle.
Right.
Okay, so the first decade, you're claiming that the first decade is from the year 0, which is year 1 BC, to the year 9 AD?
Correct.
Okay, nobody believes you.
Guard, how do you feel about all this? Hang on, Ed. Let me get Guard in here because Mark and I were really at each other's throats. Was it this weekend? I don't even remember when it was. A few days ago, where I was basically saying that this is the new decade here now, 2010, the beginning of a new decade, and he was saying, no, 2011 is the beginning of the new decade, and it went back for a few segments, and we took calls on it, and so where do you how do you feel about all this?
Well, this is very interesting because. It's you can go back very far, but as far as counting goes, you don't reach year one until year one has been completed. That's year one. And then you go into year two, and then when you're done year two, this is based on the Gregorian calendar, when you're done year two, this is just the way it goes, you're done the count, you've counted, that's been 2 years. It's listed as year three that you're starting, but you've only completed
two years.
Exactly.
Huh.
So
guards on my side, Mark.
No, you're not even listening, dude.
So we have to get to 2011 before we've completed a decade.
Hello, people that can count on our side.
However,
I don't have to make up fictitious people in the past, or maybe they're real, and tell this whole long story as to why 10 is not 10.
God. You didn't listen to the whole thing, Mark.
However,
from a pattern recognition standpoint, I absolutely do agree that the year 2000 to 2009 looks like the aughts. And I get that if something occurred in the year 2000 and you told people that that occurred in the 90s, that you would have a difficult time communicating that to people. I understand your position that people can't effing count, and I agree with
you. If it happened in the year 2000, it happened in the aughts, not the 90s.
It happened in the 90s. Sorry to say,
anyway, Guard never got past however because you interrupted him.
No problem. I was just going to say, however, it gets a little tricky. You know, if you look at it over the long time frame, it's a little bit easier to start from zero. But when you're looking at decades, the new decade is interesting because technically we're out of the aughts and into the 10s.
So technically, we're not out of
semantically.
The
semantically, right. Semantically, we're in a new decade.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Technically, we are not. So you both win. I'm friends with both of you guys.
I hate when you do this crap, Gardner. The fact is, the people that can count know what we're talking about here. No
Ed,
stories made up about monks and anything like this.
Let me get Ed back in here. Ed, go ahead.
And we all just get along. So.
Yeah, exactly. We're like Rodney King. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ed?
I think I've about used up my time for tonight.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, hey, right. I don't mind being in the minority. You know, it's all right.
Well, you know,
you're not in the minority, dude. You're not in the minority. Absolutely, the vast majority of the world agrees with you, Ian. You are firmly and squarely in the hoi polloi, dude. Everybody agrees with you.
Now,
how does that make you feel?
Here's the question. What if BC is really before Cosby? And then we're all messed up.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, whether you think it's a new decade or not. You can still call the show. And you can still take part in Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We continue here in moments with your calls about anything.
I could use a pudding pop.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features free, so enjoy those on us, features including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. There are over 500,000 posts for you to surf around through, a number of trolls, and we love our trolls on the BBS. I know that the BBSers, for some reason, think that they're the redheaded stepchild of Free Talk Live. It's just that we're just calling it like it is, you know?
Yeah, I think that...
there's a lot of trolls there.
I think that
that's okay.
BBS, the BBS is valuable to Free Talk Live, and I would, you know, I advocate that people that want to be there should be there. I think also that it would be entirely unfair for our regular listeners if they didn't have some kind of warning as to what it might be like if they went to the BBS and just you know, tra-la'd off in there.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be prepared for some people that
there's
might
a
be
troll
a little
under that bridge over there. In this case, there's several in that BBS over there, and it's all right. We like having our trolls around. If we didn't, we'd get rid of them. So
or blow up the bridge.
Yeah. BBS.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
Yes. All right, so we continue here at 800-259-9231. I know, Gardner, you got a couple things on your mind tonight. One of them is apparently there's some new – somebody has been nominated to take over the Transportation Security Administration. Why all of a sudden? Is this their response to the screw-up recently, or is it just coincidental that they're replacing somebody? Because
this is, as far as I know, it's just coincidental.
Okay, because it wasn't the TSA, really, that blew it with the underwear bomber, right? It was somebody in somebody in Amsterdam.
Well, there were a number of things. I mean, the CIA, the FBI, the father of this, underwear bomber guy had warned all these people. But the TSA itself wasn't in Amsterdam when he climbed aboard this plane, but he wasn't supposed to have been flying, according to the FBI and CIA and all these things, and they screwed up. Obviously, what we look at is government in the abstract, and specifically, you know, obviously great examples in the United States government and various state governments and local governments of infringing on people's liberties and things, but this is a system that, as we indicated last week, doesn't work, and it doesn't matter what governments are there to try to make this work, it's not going to work, and it doesn't address the consumer's interest. This TSA guy who's in the news right now, he's in the news because he was an FBI snoop, and he used the FBI to snoop for personal reasons. So,
isn't
that quaint?
What did he do?
He was looking up information about his former wife's new boyfriend.
Which you could imagine this gets done
all the time.
Yes, well, you know, and now they want him to head up the Transportation Security Administration, which, of course, will be looking into all of your little data chips and all of your passport information and things like that.
The fact that he got caught for this I find to be really a non-issue because I think that it happens a lot, whether people look up for good reasons or bad reasons. The people that have access to these systems use them for their own purposes.
Of course,
and I would say that they are probably in that 90th percentile. I can only imagine that I can hardly imagine somebody not doing it. Apparently, if I was doing it, I'd be looking.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you know, thieves think people steal, so I'm the kind of person that would use this this kind of information.
The thing about it is that he didn't tell the truth to Congress. He misled Congress, which, of course, I mean, God knows the Democrats were so concerned about privacy before that they must be pretty upset that he misled these guys, that he used this for his own personal reasons. But strangely, this is an appointment by a Democrat president, so they don't care. The Republicans, who didn't care when George Bush was president, now are very concerned about privacy.
It is all very laughable.
What? You mean the government can spy on us? How did that happen in this country?
Insane.
Darn you, Democrats, it's all your fault.
Insane.
They've all been working together for the longest time. And the idea that there's any significant difference between the two is really just something of an illusion to keep people distracted.
Yeah.
To keep people believing in this story that there is something different between the two wings of, the School Sucks guy saying, the Mafia.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And when you hear the name Errol Southers, and he gets confirmed as the new head of TSA, you can feel so much better that your life is in great hands.
Yeah, don't you worry. He's going to step right in there, and he's going to rework the agency from the ground up. We're going to make sure that no terrorist is going to get through anything, and the TSA is going to be a whole new bureaucracy. Going to rework things, and it's going to be the biggest reorganization the TSA has ever seen.
Rhino.
That's what they always say. They always say that stuff. We're going through the biggest reorganization this government agency has ever seen, and after this, it'll be a more efficient government agency.
Yes. Imagine, if you will, people, just imagine with me, if the government worked as efficiently as the free market.
Oh, I always love it. I always love it when they say they're going to get businessmen in to handle the government like a business, you know.
Or somebody who is a former businessman running for a political office. Well, I'm a businessman. I know how to handle this.
Because all of the government institutions do is somehow make businessmen unable to be efficient. You know,
you can't do it. Yeah. You can't do it. Even if they come in, and I'm sure many of them really probably come in with the best of intentions, but then they come to the understanding that what they're dealing with is an institution that is completely bureaucratic and has no interest in satisfying customers and doesn't have any incentive to do anything on time or on budget because, well, if they do it later and they break their budget, they'll get more money.
Yeah, that's how it is. If the government fails, they get more money.
And so this businessman comes into a situation where if he didn't know before, he'll find out real quick that, well, pretty much what he's dealing with is 180 degrees from a business.
Yeah,
there's not really anything government does that is business-like. I know they like calling it business. You go to the court, they'll say, "We're just doing business here. This is our business."
Yeah, they quickly learn that. See, I think the key thing with a lot of these guys is they know how to handle certain things inside their businesses and be profitable and so on, and then they apply some of their "I can get along well" on that side to a new paradigm, which is the government paradigm, and they learn how to get along well in the government paradigm. I mean, the governor of New Hampshire is a perfect example.
It's like bringing a lion tamer into a ring full of pet rocks. I mean, I don't care what kind of lion training techniques you use. They may work on pigs. They may work on humans. They may work on anything that has that functions, any carbon-based being that has, some kind of cognition, but it doesn't work on pet rocks.
But I was a multi-billion-dollar businessman. I ran multi-billion-dollar businesses. Surely I can change this.
You're going to be that much more frustrated when you find out how the government works.
Yeah. Especially if you didn't work in a union business.
And
because all of the government employees are unionized, and they are not going anywhere. If you got a bad government employee, they're not going anywhere.
Here's a question I think that would reveal a lot of these guys, because they're frauds. Most of these guys, obviously, run
absolutely.
Frauds. They're all frauds.
Right, because if you run a billion-dollar business, you already know that the government can't function like a business.
Yeah, say this. Here's the deal. Would you replace your business model? Would you have the government people come work for your business now? Instead of getting in business, have business come and run your government. Would you do that?
You mean government come and run your business?
Yeah, I mean, have government come run your business.
Good question.
No, government's bad.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our archives, right there on the front page of the site. You just click and download. Of course, our podcast is available for you as well. And by the way, I think it's a good point in time to announce at this point that the Free Talk Live archives are now of a higher quality level. We decided to, with a heavy heart, to get rid of the dial-up archives. I decided to get rid of the dial-up archives because, honestly, the regular archives are getting about 100 times as many downloads as the dial-up archives were. The dial-up archives, more than 100 times. The dial-up archives are getting 15 to 25 downloads per show, whereas we get more like 2,500 plus 3,000 downloads for the regular archives. So for the amount of space the dial-up archives were taking up, it just wasn't really worth, because we're paying
right,
to serve those
out. So you have to pay for the amount that of space that you put up there, and it doesn't matter how many times it gets served.
Exactly.
So we don't pay for the amount of
bandwidth
served.
Right.
We pay for the amount of
storage
there. So when you explained it to me at first, I'm like, what, are you crazy? Because it seems it's very hard to download things if you're a dial-up downloader.
Yeah.
But, if it takes you an hour and a half to 2 hours to download the show, you know, a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
and now it takes you 6 hours to download the show, is it really a difference?
I mean, you
set it when you go to sleep, and it's hopefully done when you get up.
Yeah, pretty much. It was at least a two-hour process for somebody with a 28.8 modem before with the old file size, and so now it's pretty much an overnight 4 or 6 hours, something like that. You'll have the full show. Because what we also did was, we took that extra space that was freed up as a result of eliminating the dial-up archives.
Sure, we're not saving any money on what we're storing. We're just serving now a larger, better...
Correct. We increased the quality of the existing regular archives to by 50% pretty much. So there's a better audio fidelity now for Free Talk Live, and it's been a long time. I'm We've had 32 kilobit per second archives for a lot longer than I can remember. Now we've got 48. So there you go. And for those of you that are still dial-up listeners, now you've actually got a podcast again, because the dial-up podcast has been gone for a long time. It was pretty much, if you were a dial-up listener, you had to go to the website to click to download the show every time you wanted it. Now you can just subscribe to the regular podcast like anybody with your podcast client. And those podcast clients, the good ones at least, I don't know about iTunes, but podcast clients, you can schedule to check and download things during a certain period of time. So if you sleep during overnights, you can set it to check and download during the overnights. That way, when you get up in the morning, you've got your shows waiting for you.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So new, higher quality archives available free at freetalklive.com. Now, that doesn't mean that all the old archives are now all of a sudden higher quality. It's as of the end of last week, I think Thursday or Friday show or something like that. I think it was maybe Thursday night show where I made that change, and then we announced it over the weekend. So still free archives at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the story is from the Los Angeles Times. And how cool is it that Ron Paul, now, while he may not be the most principled of liberty-minded folk, he's pretty darn close. He's pretty darn close. He's as good as it's going to get for Washington, D.C. anytime soon. That's for darn sure. And he's like a 98% liberty guy, and I like him. He's a nice, congenial man who is easy to talk to and apparently pretty persuasive, because he's brought a lot of people on board in the last just 2 or 3 years with the liberty message because of his run for president. And usually what happens when a liberty-minded person runs for president is they get a few interviews when they run, and then they drop off the map as far as the regular Americans are concerned. Those of us who are a little more in the loop with the liberty candidates might pay more attention to what happens to them. Like, for instance, Michael Badnarik, I believe, may still be in the – is he still in the hospital? I know he was put in the hospital.
As I understand.
The former Libertarian Party presidential candidate did go to the hospital.
2004.
Right, last week. But with Ron Paul, it's completely different. When has a liberty-minded candidate ever gotten press after the election is over?
I was just thinking about that. You know, what's his name? The little tin pot dictator guy from
Barr?
1992.
Oh.
no
idea.
Are we talking about a libertarian?
No. What's his name?
Sorry, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot. You know, little flash in the pan guy, got a bunch of conspiracy-minded people nuts. And yet,
right. You've
got a guy like Ron Paul, libertarian. We've never seen a libertarian carry this amount of weight for this long, and he's continuing, and it is really remarkable.
Yeah, he's been getting consistently, still getting interviews on television all over the past year, and now he gets what appears to be a fairly large story in the Los Angeles Times. And we're going to share that with you here in moments. Let's first go to the calls, unscreened, to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hi, it's Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Calling from Marlboro.
Hey, good. This is good. This will give us an excuse to talk about our co-host, Josh. Is that why you're calling tonight?
That is exactly why I'm calling, yes.
Thank you.
There were a few things I thought that happened at the trial today that I thought were pretty interesting.
All right, so for our listeners, Josh, who is normally with us occasionally, he doesn't have a regular day that he's on, but when he gets a chance, we bring him in here, and I enjoy having him on the show. Josh, also known as Angry Josh, he's one of your cartoon characters at anarchyonyourhead.com, is now in a jail cell and will be there for a good 5 days in another part of New Hampshire. Why don't you fill us in, Dale? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I want to encourage people first to write to him if they can. They can write to him, Joshua Kern, 99 North Road.
They're not going to be able to write that down. It's on freekeen.com right now,
yeah.
As I understand it.
I'm sure it'll be on jailedactivist.info, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be updated shortly. I thought it was interesting that when the sentence was finally done and Josh said, I can't afford to pay for it, and I'm going to take the option to go to jail for the time. And the judge seemed really shocked by that. I don't think he was expecting that. And then and the prosecutor seemed gleeful about it. Like, I think he was, you know, someone else was saying that he spoke to the officer that arrested Josh and asked him if he wanted to take him there personally. He was smiling, like, you know, you seem to be enjoying it. And while we were sitting through another trial, there was someone else who was also a Free State Project member who was on trial, just coincidentally, and we stepped from him, and we could hear. Someone said it was Josh singing, and you could hear from inside the courtroom. I couldn't make out the words, but thought that was kind of an interesting way to go to jail. And
so, what was he on trial for? Some kind of he had a license plate on a car that it wasn't assigned to in the state's computers, and so they pulled him over for that.
It sounded like he was in the process of he was just about to change vehicles. He was expecting to change vehicles, and he was trying to work all that out. In the meantime, what he did is he moved his license plate over to a vehicle he had just bought or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that was okay. Like, he thought, you know, it's my car. And
my license plate?
You know.
It's actually
my
theirs.
License plate. I paid for it and everything. And so he didn't think it was wrong at the time, and he had only had it for a short while. And he got pulled over for speeding. Wasn't a very, very much of a speed limit. Different. It was like he'd gone 10 miles over or something.
Mm.
And that's when it came up. So he had, and then there was some confusion about his being notified of the proper address and everything. So he was getting penalties for, you know, being, you know, about not handling it fast enough or something. So.
Wow. So that's why he was in court today. And how much was it? $450?
$250.
Right, and up here in New Hampshire, what happens is if you don't pay the fine, which that's what they want. They want people to pay, and most people do because they don't want to go to jail. But Josh decided he wasn't going to cooperate at all with them, and he was definitely not going to pay them. In the absence of payment, they will take you and put you in a jail cell at the amount of $50 per day. So at that point, then the state and the taxpayers are then paying to keep somebody in a jail cell who otherwise would have paid. And if more people would do what Josh did, then it would really start to become a burden on their system.
Yes, the prosecutor was complaining about the cost of putting him in jail.
We can bring you back if you want to share more. Hang on, Dale. We'll bring you back in moments here at 800-259-9231. And I'll make sure that Josh's address is up on freekeem.com here in a moment. And I know that Mail to Jail is going to get his address up there shortly as well, from what I understand. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it in dozens of categories. You can even buy used if you want to. But if you buy brand new, you'll likely get free Super Saver shipping, because there's a whole lot of items that they have that on. Your order, I think, is $25 or more of certain items, and you get free Super Saver shipping. It's great. Over at amazon.freetalklive.com, enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go back to Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com. He took a lengthy trip across the state. And I guess for some people that's not very lengthy, but here in New Hampshire, when you drive across the state, that's a long trip. You drove this morning with Josh, who is one of our co-hosts on here on Free Talk Live, and he went to jail because he dared to put a license plate, on a car that it was not registered to. And so they threw him in a jail cell for 5 days because he wouldn't pay their $250 arbitrary fine they were trying to extract out of him. So now instead of them extracting money from him, they're going to steal 5 days of his life, or 5 days of his freedom at least, and the taxpayers are going to pay, you know, $60-$80 a day to keep him in jail. Is there more you wanted to tell us, Dale?
Yeah, I think what was most interesting about it was what happened after the trial. I mean, aside from Josh singing loudly enough for us to all hear it. There was no doubt that they were grouping everyone, you know, that they were, we have been labeled as free staters.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many people turned out, by the way? This is kind of a little, it's a little town out east of Manchester, right? How many people came out to this?
I think it was about 15 people.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah, for that, you know, to go that far. Some of them were coming from, like, the Manchester area, and there were a fair amount that came out actually from the Keene area. And further out, like Grafton. So
okay, these activists are dedicated. So what happened? Yeah, go ahead.
There was a little sort of a heated discussion. It was actually pretty organized. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't like a shouting match or anything. But it was a heated discussion happening between Mike Barsky and the prosecutor. You know, Mike was asking him, you know, you seem really happy about punishing this guy, who really hasn't harmed anyone, and he, you know, just asked him some of his, you know, some straightforward questions to get him, you know, about the process.
Was any of this, before you go on, was any of it captured on video?
I don't believe so.
Oh, it's a shame.
There may be audio. It's possible someone audio recorded it, but I'm not sure.
All right, so go ahead with your recount.
And so that kind of, you know, he asked him some poignant questions about you know, well, and he said, well, you know, about the authority to do so in the first place. You know, why should he have to, what obligates him to pay this fine? What obligates him to obey you? Supposedly these are public roads and he's paying taxes to use them and things like that. And he was saying, well, his participation in the democratic process. And Mark said, well, I don't participate in it. I don't vote. Mm-hmm. And he sort of at some point threw up his hands and the bailiff and the security guy at the front door came up and said, you have to leave now. You know, you're disrupting things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, I'm just having a conversation. And then I guess, Brian continued the conversation. Brian Travis, he's a local there. And he, continued the conversation with the guy for a while. And, the rest of us went ahead and left. You know, and most of us were just standing around. We weren't saying anything, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point we had all decided, okay, let's go out and get something to eat. And I went back in just to see if Brian wanted to go. And, I didn't want to go through security again. I just stopped at the desk before going through the metal detector. I had not said a word at this point. All I had done is stand and watch. And I was just trying to wave at Brian we're going to go eat if you want to join us. And the guy, I just told the guy at security, I said, I'm not coming back in. I just wanted to get, you know, he says, you have to leave right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, you're disruptive. You're disrupting things.
You're disruptive.
I'm like, I haven't done a thing. You know, he just associated, he saw that I was, I guess, he just assumed, you know, I'm friends with some of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And by association, guilt by association, you know, I'm disrupting everything.
Mm.
And I hadn't said a word. I wasn't even trying to. I was just watching the discussion that took place. So.
You're disrupting our business. We have business to attend to here at the court. And you guys are getting in the way, giving people ideas and making them. And I presume you guys did not stand for this particular judge, right?
No, I actually had stepped out briefly to move my car, so I missed that part. But no, I don't think almost no one in the courtroom stood. There were a few people that weren't, you know, that were there for other things, but they were outnumbered at that point. They handled us at very last. In fact, they handled cases for people who had not shown up yet, who had not shown up for at all for their cases, and they pronounced them all guilty, of course.
Interesting.
Based on what was presented, you know, evidence presented by prosecution, and they weren't there to defend themselves, so they were all pronounced guilty.
It's also arbitrary. They did you after all of that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
They did Josh's case after everyone else's case?
Yes, Josh and the other free stater who was there to defend himself. Now, I think it's not completely clear, but I think, you know, there were some cases that seemed to me like they had all argued not guilty or nolo contendi, but someone said that, in fact, there were some people who argued their cases that were handled before they handled the no-shows. You know, so they specifically left the two free staters for the very last.
It's interesting.
Even after the no-shows. Like, the no-shows, that where they were just going through them one after the other. They did all those before they handled.
Yeah, they don't want anyone to see it. That's what it is. They're not interested in having the little people, the rest of the serfs, see people challenge their authority to some extent. So
yeah, I really love it. And Dale, when you're there, you know how it is. You get these guys coming at you just because they feel an affront, because you make them feel uncomfortable in their sphere, on their big king of the hill, little hill there. And I don't know if you can describe to people how it is that you can maintain your composure in that sort of a situation, because it is extremely important to do that, to be able to hold yourself together and show these guys that you're the composed one. Maybe it's just in your nature. Maybe you have to practice this sort of thing. Ian, you've experienced it. I think it's a fascinating dynamic here in the people who are willing to not comply to some of these ridiculous rules about nonviolent breaches of the law.
Oh, absolutely. I think especially when you're actually in front of the judge and trying to defend yourself, maybe, you know, at least make a statement, a principled statement, even if you know you're going to lose, and try to make that in a calm and collected manner and show that you are, in fact, the peaceful one and you're just pointing out common sense. And I think it is very difficult to do because it's a very intimidating situation. You know,
absolutely.
I'm going to be in court myself soon and I hopefully, having witnessed a lot of these, I feel like I will be better prepared, but I won't know until I'm there. I'm sure it's very intimidating, and it's really hard to keep your thoughts straight and it's just something you get better at over time. But you're right. I think it's easy to get reactive and to get, you know, angry or just are frightened or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so key, especially when you do have people chronicling it to show what's happening, and I think it backing you up. Yeah, the more video is out there, the more we show these people, and the more other people show these people in government to be fraudulent, to be just big tin pot dictators over their own little corner of the world.
Well, they do it for us, you know. I mean, like Dale said, he just walked back in to wave at his friend, and they started yelling at him, "Get out of here!"
They threatened me with arrest.
Yeah, I believe they did.
He said to me, "You're going to leave right now, or you're staying for good," something like that.
Wow.
Implying that I'd
nice.
Get arrested if I stayed. And I wasn't even trying to make any trouble. I was trying to explain to the guy, I'm just trying to invite Brian, let Brian know something. And he said, "No, you're leaving right now."
It's a control freak thing. He wants to control you. He wants to exert some level of authority over you to get you to obey. Just like I was watching Adam Miller from the Motorhome Diaries. He put up a video recently. I guess he was arrested by the police last night, or he was cited. They didn't take him into the station or anything like that. But essentially, he'd come home and had parked his car, was out walking. A cop approached him on foot at that point and asked him, "Do you have a license on you? Or do you have your ID or your license on you?" And he made the mistake of answering the cop because, well, people think they have to talk to the cops. But when they approach you on foot, you never have any – first of all, you never have any obligation to answer any of their questions. But you certainly don't have any obligation to show them a driver's license if they're just approaching you on foot. It's called a contact. The police are free to come up and talk to anybody they want to. It's called a contact. And all they can just ask whatever questions they want. But you can just walk away. If a cop ever comes up to contact you to ask you questions, presume he's conducting an investigation that involves you, and don't answer his questions and walk away.
That's fun being detained.
Yeah, well, if you feel like you must answer the cop, always answer their questions with another question. Don't answer their questions. Just come back with another question, and that's a good one. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Or, like I say, just ignore them and keep walking. Thank you, Dale, for the call and the update on Josh's situation. I guess he'll be in there for the whole week, so we won't be hearing from him unless we can get a phone number to him. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.